Hello there and hi. It's Saturday morning, and I haven't done a check-in audio in a while, I think. I did actually mention that I wanted to do more of those, but I just haven't had the opportunity. Or I guess when I do, sometimes I just forget. I was streaming yesterday evening, and for those who were there, it was interesting because it was raining hardcore outside, and there was a very big thunderstorm happening with lots and lots of lightning and increasingly getting closer and closer to where I was. And I am not usually in a place where the power goes out. It has happened on occasion. However, where I live, other places around town, sometimes it happens almost like it seems every single time that there's a storm that people lose power. But those are more like on the outskirts of town, which kind of makes sense. Whereas for me, again, it's kind of like a rarity, but still, I'm just like, oh, I see the lightning and the thunder is so close. And yeah, so ended up not streaming for too long, even though it was a Friday, and Fridays are like the longer nights. But that all being said, I am doing laundry, despite it being Saturday. I've kind of switched up my routine. For a long while there, I want to say, actually, okay, let's reverse. Let's go back into the past. I actually used to do my laundry on Fridays, like as soon as I got home from work. That used to be like my routine. Then I switched that up because originally I was like, well, I want to get ahead of it before anything else, right? Before the weekend, just kind of like get it done. But then, over time, it kind of went to the back burner, ended up going like the opposite, where I'm like, I kind of want to, what do you call it, enjoy the weekend, and then I can worry about that later. So, but then, I remember what happened. Okay, what ended up happening was the laundry machines at my apartment complex just constantly breaking, and then because of them breaking, it just like, I used to do it on Sunday morning. And so if I do it Sunday morning, and let's say there's only like one or two available out of like the 6 or 10, then it sucks when I have to wait for that to finish. And then let's say I go back and somebody already got it. I'm like, damn it. So then like my Sunday, instead of it being a day off, it ends up being just a day of like just be constantly possessed with trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to do laundry or not, right? So I found the middle ground. Saturday. So Saturday has been my day to do laundry. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. What else is going on? Outside of that, with the laundry situation, for those who don't know, because I've talked about it with people over on the Discord, but I will be moving soon. Hooray. Oh my gosh. Can't wait. It's been a long time coming. I have lived at my current apartment for 6-ish years, or at least it would have been 6 years at the end of this year. So it's going to be nice to experience a change like that. It's a very tiny apartment. It's kind of more of a studio. It does have a bedroom, but it is like a studio apartment kind of, because there's no dining area. Like outlets are limited. You're very limited in what you can do because things are just kind of like they are where they are. Whereas the new place that I'm getting, oh man, it is such an upgrade, such an upgrade. And the good thing is like it's expensive, but it's not that much more expensive than where I'm at. It's just a few couple hundred dollars more. So I'm like, okay, this is an investment. If anything, I've been saving money by living where I am for so long. Kind of like roughing it with a small apartment for as long as I have. So the move is happening in the second weekend of September. So what that means is getting a bunch of stuff all packed up and ready to go. And surprisingly, despite me being kind of a minimalist, I've been a minimalist for like a long time, but over the past 2 years, I'd say, I've kind of collected a lot of things. And those things mostly being, I started collecting a lot of like manga, you know, like Japanese comics. figures and a lot of tech gear, as well as just little tchotchkes and things, books and stuff from my trips to Japan. So I can thank you guys for a lot of that, for just enabling me to be able to make trips like that, or for gifting me figures and things like that. Every single time I think about I have before and after pictures of like what my room looked like, especially like my working area looked like before I started recording and before I started doing all all these audios. And then I see it now, and then I'm just like, that's just all thanks to you guys. So I appreciate it. And it does feel a little cramped at times because, again, such small space. I think it'll feel a lot better at the new place once everything is all put away and all that. Another upside of the new apartment is that there is laundry inside. Oh my gosh, I haven't had that since I lived in Vegas. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be a godsend. Holy cow. Because, yeah, having to go up and downstairs, lug. Also, there was a bug crawling on my leg. Lugging laundry up and down. And also, I've mentioned it before, I kind of live like on a bit of an incline. So coming back up, especially with the clothes, is very annoying. I have like this, I have a hamper, but then I also have like this backpack kind of thing. Similar to, I guess, the kinds of stuff that you would see like military folks wear, like with their clothes and stuff. But over time, I've had that for years, and it started to wear down. So there's a few holes at the top. So if I overfill that thing, then clothes can actually spill out, which is not good. So recently, I've had to do both. I had to wear the backpack thing and take the hamper just to make sure that things don't, fall out. So yeah, that's gonna be fantastic. Oh my gosh, to have to do laundry inside. Ugh. The only thing that sucks is I have to buy my own machines. You can rent them from the apartment, but I'm like, duh, that's annoying because for the price of doing laundry for a single month, sorry, not a month, for a single year, you might as well have bought the machines. So I'm like, I'm just gonna buy the machines. Not to mention that when you buy them, they offer delivery, free delivery, and free installation, which is helpful because it's gonna be upstairs. So I ain't lifting that up. So yeah. That is happening second week of September, which means we're almost about a month out. Almost. It's like a month and a week, I think. Specifically to the day, I think. So yeah, very, very excited. Got lots of plans for the place. You have to do a lot of packing. People have asked me, like, am I somebody who gets anxious when it comes to packing and moving? And actually, I don't. If anything, I get excited because I do like to do inventory on all the things that I own, especially things that, like, when you're like, oh yeah, that's where that thing was, or just, finding stuff that you didn't even know you still had. So I like that part of it. I also like the physical part of it. Like, I enjoy it. My job every day is just sitting at a desk. So getting to do something physical and move things around, I'm down. I don't have a lot of stuff, so it is going to be kind of a small U-Haul truck that's going to help to move things out. If anything, I'm a little bit not anxious, maybe excited, I don't know, to move the cats. Mikhail has moved a ton of times because he's older. He's been around, like, as I've gone from place to place. But Mochi and Nori, they have only moved once. So this will be their, I guess, second time, I guess. Well, they were like kittens before. So yeah, we'll see how they go. But anyway, that's been a little bit of an update of what's going on with me. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good, guys. And I want to say thank you guys so much for just enabling me to be able to do this. Again, it's not a fancy place. It's just a bigger place. It's just it actually has like bedrooms compared to like this thing, which is kind of like I said, it is a bedroom. There is a bedroom there, but it is so tiny. So yeah, appreciate you guys for helping me out. But it's gonna do it for me. I have some ideas for shorter audios that could be kind of sprinkled in throughout the month. I am going to do more research on that because I think you guys will enjoy it. But I do have it like in my to-do list because, yeah, I think maybe something like this, something short, would be fun because I do longer audios, but it would be nice to do like a little like bite-sized thing, right? So, keep that in the back of your head, because I think you might see a few of those come down the line. We'll see. Anyway, hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Hope you guys take care. And as always, you'll hear from me soon enough. Bye now.